has said some crazy things on this show. What was it about cheddar cheese not being a top five cheese?
I didn't know it was cheddar.
That was a tough one. It's a tough one to recover from.
Yeah, that is.
I'm a certain partner.
But you have an idea that you're kind of intrigued by.
Yes.
I don't want you to diminish it now because I gave you the look of like, seriously, Clark? So your idea that you just threw out to me was what?
I want you to answer some questions first.
Oh, wait, okay.
Both of you. This is an offensive-driven league, correct?
100%, yes.
Not a great draft defensively, right? Linebackers, D-line.
Correct. It is more offensive-heavy.
If you know...
In the early rounds.
If you know a player, in your estimation, is going to be a Hall of Fame player, play at that position for 12 years, would you trade 25... 41 and 58 to go up and get him.
What position are we talking?
Left tackle.
Ugh.
Go up and get
now,
alt.
If you said
go
quarterback.
Up and get alt, right? Alt is your left tackle for the next 12 years. You move Zach Tom to center. You move Rashid Walker to right tackle. That becomes a top five offensive line in the NFL. With a lot of weapons, a great running back, and hopefully a great quarterback. Gives you to the ability to outscore people. You say, Halfley, put this together. Okay, we're still going to draft some defensive guys. We're going to give you a year, and then next year is your defensive draft. And then you load it up. Yes or no?
I think it's way too costly. I think it's costing for a guy in Brian Gutekunst who loves his draft picks to give up three draft picks to go out and get an offensive
for
lineman.
For a Hall of Fame player, though.
Sure, but what if he gets injured? Like, it's just still
sure,
a lot of capital
risks.
To put out there. And I don't know. I'm trying to scroll very quickly through a metric here of the offensive lines from last year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joshy. I thought that the Green Bay Packers offensive line was top 10 in the league last year.
Yeah, I mean, it depends where you look, but they were regarded as one of the best in the NFL.
And that was with Rashid Walker and Elgin Jenkins and Josh Meyer and John Runyon and Zach Tom.
When they were figuring out who plays where, who gets what, they started doing that rotational thing that was strange. But by the end of the year, they had solidified an offense to where they were considered one of the best in the NFL. The thing I'm having trouble with is if I had hindsight and knew Joe Alt was surefire Hall of Famer, I make the trade without a doubt. But when it comes to Joe Alt right now, as he stands here, I don't have any guarantees he is that. People are very high on him, thinks he's going to be great, but there still is an inherent risk. There's all
there's
sorts of factors.
Risk, yeah.
There's injuries. I am in favor of the Packers being aggressive and going to get one of the best tackles. I don't like it coming at the first three picks because I think there's enough.
But then your offense is set for the next how many years? You don't have to draft receivers. You don't have to draft a tight end. You don't have to draft an O-line early. You got your running back. You have your quarterback.
But those are all picks that you use on the other side of the ball. That's what I would argue.
Yeah.
Just because the offense is set doesn't mean the defense is. And right now we think the Packers are going to invest that capital on the other side of the ball. If you're Jeff Halfley, aren't you going, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
What the hell just happened?
Three picks went to one
Why
guy.
Why you got the last eight, for crying out loud? Can we have 1 year? Can we have 1 year where we get all the picks? Or trade away the picks to get the guy we want.
I said it was
I don't
a
think
crazy
it's asking
idea.
A lot.
I said it was a crazy idea. To me, it's too much capital to be investing in one position when, like we just discussed with Jason Wilde, the disparity between what you can get in the third round, the fourth round maybe, and the first round seems small. Like there are other positions where the disparity between a third rounder and a first rounder is a galaxy, right? And you would never say, well, there's not that much difference between a guy in the first round and a guy. Not at the offensive line position. And the Packers have shown through the years to be able to take guys that you get later on and develop them into very reliable, very talented, very productive offensive linemen.
But
for that reason, I would not do it with Alt.
But they are concerned about the O-line if they're talking about moving Zach Tom from right tackle to center. there is concern there.
They want a better option than Rashid Walker.
Yeah. Well, they also want a better option than Josh Myers.
Yes. Yeah. So, Jenna, your opinion is one that is pretty standard. I don't want to say standard. It's popular in Packers world.
Are you saying I'm average? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying it's one that's been used before, and it's with good reason. The Packers have had great success. The difference, I think, and the reason I think the Packers are seriously considering one of these top tackles is when you start drafting these guys that are the top 5-6 at the tackle position, they blend all the things together that the Packers typically look for. It's the size, it's the arm length, it's the athleticism, and then it's the pedigree. A lot of those guys, like a Zach Tom, didn't come with that. David Bakhtiari didn't either, but he fit a lot of those things. To me, if you want a guy who's going to be David Bakhtiari level, you have a way better chance of finding them in the first round than waiting and let people go and pick at them.
Let me be very clear, Joshy, because I hear what you're saying and I agree with what you're saying. But I don't think that the difference between a Joe Alt and a Fashanu and a Mims and a Barton is so great that you take three of your first three picks and put them together to go get Alt.
I agree with you.
And I don't even know, again, he's the shiny, sparkling guy at that position, right? Mm-hmm. Like, unanimously, people feel like Joe Alt will be the first offensive lineman off the board. But I don't know if he's that much better than the other guys that the Packers actually can get at 25.
Does it matter that his dad was a hell of a player for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Is that what this is? Is that what just happened here?
Nice guy.
You and Ted Thompson love the dudes whose dads played in the league, right?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Joshy, I wanted to have a conversation with you about Jeremiah Trotter, because with his dad's pedigree and how successful he was in the league, I thought he was a surefire thing. And then he went and lost all that weight.
Yeah.
And then he didn't perform well at the combine. It was the combine, or he didn't run at the combine. One of the two did not have a good combine outing, showing, and he has just fallen.
Yeah, I have... people I trust and value their opinion when it comes to the draft, the say frankly, the guy can't play at the NFL level, which that happens especially at that linebacker position in college. Paul Dawson from TCU comes to mind, where everyone was like, this is a first round guy. And they just didn't have the athleticism and the strength to compete at that level. Now, I understand why Jeremiah Trotter from Clemson, I don't know if we mentioned that, is the guy that... everybody looks at because of the pedigree and because of the high tackle totals, but losing weight and then not competing in the athleticism drills to me is a massive worry.
But that's a guy you want to go get. Not early, but that's a guy you want to pick in the third or second round, you know, because it's in like, what the hell were you doing? And then hopefully you can get him to figure it out. I mean, he could be a steal of the draft. You see that all the time.
Could be.
Yeah,
but it is alarming.
Yeah, the Packers are gonna pick traits. Now, would Jeremiah Trotter shock me? No, the Packers have gone and taken risks on guys who they think simply are good football players, and they'll figure out the athleticism stuff. But to me, there's so many guys in this draft at the linebacker position that do have the traits. Like Trevon Wallace from Kentucky is a guy I believe the Packers had on a visit. He's extremely athletic. The Packers are going to take traits. You can like it or not. They always break the tie with athleticism and size.
That's why so many people pay attention to the relative athletic score.
God, I didn't realize you guys were anti-trade up today.
Three picks. Listen to me.
Boring.
We're going to put it on the poll. We're going to put it on the poll, big guy, all right? And we'll see, because there are people out there who are intrigued by it. Let's see. I love Chewy's first consideration of trade both seconds for another first-round pick. Why would you waste three picks? So, Chew, that was another thing that you said, which we will get to as well. You suggested
it. I said for a Hall of Fame player.
You said packaging the two twos to move up to 21, and then you have 21 and 25 as opposed to 41 and 58.
Yeah.
Chewy's all about the trades. 800-990-3776, your reaction to Chewy's suggestions about packaging the first three to go up and get Joe Alt, because packaging your first three picks would give you the 7 spot, which means that Alt would be available, or this idea of packaging the two twos to move up to 21, then you have 21 and 25 almost back-to-back picks there late in the first round. We got to take a break. We roll on right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.